We're CJ and Q, and today we're talking with Sarah Beth Keeley. Now, Sarah Beth is a country musician, and she is based out in Calgary. Is that correct, Sarah Beth?
That's right. That's where I'm from.
Good. Now, how did you get started in music, Sarah Beth?
Well, try to make a long story short, I kind of knew I wanted to sing since I was about five.
Mm-hmm.
And I did various things through my teens. I sang in a friend's family country band for corporate events and, you know, weddings and those sort of things. And basically led one thing to another, just various different things, into teaching myself guitar and kind of was writing and always kind of humming melodies through my teens and into my 20s, and then taught myself guitar and started really writing and doing demos, and then eventually led to recording my first CD in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new one, Reinventing Myself, in L.A., in 2006 and 2007, recording that one. So,
okay,
kind
so
of,
the,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first album was called?
Time was
Time?
The
okay.
title track of that one, yeah.
And that was in 2004? 2004, okay, actually.
And that title track became the title track because it had placed in the top 1% of the CMT Nashville Songwriter Contest.
Wow, that's
just
nice.
Just a few months before, so I kind of decided that would be the title track, and it was sort of a where I was at in my life about making the best of every day you had, and
mm-hmm.
kind of wanted it to be the theme of the album. So,
okay, so now you have a new one, your sophomore album, that's Reinventing Myself.
That's it, yeah.
And
so really, it was an exciting album to record, and it's doing very well for me. So I'm really happy about it.
Excellent. Did you record that in Canada or down in Nashville?
Actually, that one was recorded in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And some of the tracking was done in Hollywood. And then I worked with Brian Malouf,
mm-hmm.
who people for Canadians would know for his work with Kalen Porter and Carol and Don Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's also worked with Amy Grant. You know, Carolyn and Amy would be more of the countryside that he's worked with.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also worked with Madonna, Celine Dion, Elton John. He engineered the Bad album for Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and he did a lot of pop and rock stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we kind of were able to give my album that crossover feel, which is where I fit as an artist, I think. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you've probably heard it, some of it yourself, and
mm-hmm.
He was able to bring out the best of me as an artist. So,
mm-hmm.
we decided to work with him. So,
okay, how did you hook up with him then?
we get asked that a lot, just because of the fact that he is so well-renowned,
mm-hmm.
And it was a very fortunate situation that my management knew Brian from the past, and he commented, you know, if there was any artist that they were ever working with,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they could contact him, and
mm-hmm.
he would see where it went from there, if it was something he was interested in, and so I did a bunch of guitar vocal demos just in my house here, and FedEx those down to him, and he ended up loving the stuff and wanted to work with me. So I was, of course, excited, ecstatic, and had a meeting with him, and then went down a month later and started recording. And thankfully, 9 of the 10 on the album that he picked were songs that I'd written.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very, you know, furthermore, really excited about that.
Excellent. 9 out of 10 you had written.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you get your inspiration for these songs, Sarah Beth?
Just, you know, various things of where you are at in your life,
mm-hmm.
experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, with a co-writer, it might be an idea they bring to the plate, and if it's something you can relate to, it makes it easier to write about, but it
mm-hmm.
may not be, you know, about me per se.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's drawn from just things you see happening to other people
mm-hmm.
that you know, or
mm-hmm.
I'm very much a writer, and if I'm very impacted by something, I can usually come up with something, and those usually come to me the quickest, actually. If I'm very impacted by something, I'll usually come up with lyrics really, really fast,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of go from there, and a lot of the new stuff I've written, I do lyrics with other writers and often do the melody and music myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it just varies. Songwriting is a really interesting process.
Yeah, I guess too. And this Reinventing Myself, so this second album, I imagine, is quite a bit different from your first album?
The whole sound and vibe of them are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much both me, you know, very Sarah Beth Keeley, but very different in your growth. You know, you always hope you grow every CD you do. And then just the whole process of making the album as well, because I co-produced and helped mix and wrote the entire first album without co-writers. I wrote that whole thing and co-produced. So I got a real hands-on thing with that album where I learned a lot, so that coming into the second one, I knew what was going on, but it was a bigger team, and it was a whole different process, much bigger process, if that's the right word, you know, just the whole thing was bigger in itself. So, you know, and it just keeps going from there, and we're actually starting to track in the winter for my third CD, so always writing and always moving forward.
That's great. I know we were playing your song Downtown with the Girls a couple of months ago, I guess, and now you have a new one out, After You. Now, After You, is this the a second single from Reinventing Myself?
Actually, Downtown with the Girls was the third country single.
Okay.
And the first two, actually, Reinventing Myself, was out in a minimal sense, so that one may go out again down the road. But Downtown with the Girls is actually the third, like I say, and After You does make it the fourth single, but it's a country crossover single, so that one has gone to AC radio as well. So we're hoping to see what, you know, what comes of that as well, and it's got that kind of country contemporary feel to it. So people are seeming to love that one a lot at this point, so I'm really excited to see what happens for this one.
That is exciting. Is it playing in Canada and the United States too, or any place in Europe or Australia?
Usually, if it's overseas or across the border, at this point, it's, you know, internet radio. There's a lot of supportive people, of course, with the internet. It's just such an awesome tool, you know, for our independent artists to get it out there. Different little small radio shows, sometimes bigger, you know, internet radio shows. Or programs, and I do hope to get something south of the border, you know, eventually. But definitely it's nationwide in Canada at this point. So
good, excellent. Have you been doing a lot of touring this summer, Sarah Beth? Or?
I've been touring like crazy. I've been very busy. Last year was really quite busy, too, and then it started off with the Sean Hogan Christmas tour. I did the Western leg with Dwayne Steele, Steve Fox, Sean, of course, and Samantha King. And then kind of went from there to touring all over Alberta, casinos and different venues, and then my radio tour in May, which I did Western Canada. And just so you guys know, I do hope to get out east.
That would
I
be
do
great.
Hope in the not-too-distant future to get out there doing shows and some radio tour. So with any luck, I'll meet you in person at some point. And then I had a ton of stuff over Calgary Stampede, which everyone in Canada probably knows about, the rodeo, biggest rodeo. I was fortunate enough to sing the national anthem this year for the grandstand show, which was 25, 30,000 people. I was invited to sing that, which was a true honor.
It must have been.
In my hometown yet, on top of it.
And then I
basically have my first Sarah Beth Keeley tour coming up that kicks off August 31st at the EPCOR Center for the Performing Arts here in Calgary, and kicking off, and it's called BC Bound is the tour, and we're heading our way to Vancouver for the CCMAs, in which we kind of got the idea because I did fortunately make the second ballot this year for Female Artist of the Year, and didn't get to the next step, but I'm really proud to have made it that far, and so we decided in honor of that we'd call the tour BC Bound, and I'm off on about, I don't know how many dates here, we've got Calgary, Edmonton, Kamloops, Penticton, Kelowna, Whistler, and Vancouver the night before the CCMAs, and then Kelowna on the way back, and I've got some wonderful special guests on that tour with me as well.
It's going to be very, very busy. Exciting and busy, yeah.
Yeah, it's really busy.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, you have a website. Would you like to give our listeners the directions to get to your website?
Sure, yeah. It's very simply sarahbethkeeley.com, Sarah with an H. And they can find MySpace and Facebook through that site as well. I do have MySpace, Facebook. Sometimes they can go through the site or they can just Google my name and they can find all kinds of stuff in there.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Sarah Beth?
I just want to say thank you for your support out there in the East, and I'm glad that people out there are getting a chance to hear my music, and it's much appreciated.
Oh, it's much appreciated by us, too. We really enjoy it out here. Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Sarah Beth, and all the best to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recognize myself for the way I know, but here I am.